All right, I think we're going to move on here and talk about what's going on in Washington, because this seems to be at least an overhang, a very short-term overhang that is now being removed from the list of worries, I think, that market participants have. Let's bring in our Rick Newman, because we are seeing now the shutdown was averted. They've pushed it off, what, to December now in terms of lengthening that deadline. But did it cost infrastructure? I don't know what's happening on that front at this point, Rick.
It seems that way. And if people who follow the political gamesmanship here are characterizing this, of course, as a defeat for Democrats and for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, because she did not bring that $1 trillion infrastructure bill up for a vote yesterday, as she said she was planning to. So that's the second delay. And I mean, there's been a lot of chatter about why this is happening. Progressives are saying they're not going to vote for that bill unless both houses of Congress commit to this giant bill that would come later. That's the $3.5 trillion bill that would include a lot of social welfare spending and green energy spending and some tax increases. So Democrats can't even agree among themselves. It does seem that they're in some sort of disarray. However, there was never a real deadline that made them vote on the infrastructure bill this week. That was just what Nancy Pelosi said she wanted to do. And they're going to continue to negotiate on this. And I think the way to think about this is, while it looks like the infrastructure bill died or it was a huge defeat for the bill, this is actually just part of the process. This is getting everybody to state exactly where they stand. The White House is now getting more involved in these negotiations, which is probably a necessity to get that infrastructure bill over the line, simply because Democrats have such thin majorities in both the House and the Senate. So those negotiations are going to continue, perhaps with a little less of a sense of a crisis atmosphere that we've been in seemingly all week.
Ricky, talk about Pelosi there, but I want to zoom in on the Senate, where it seems like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema getting a lot of attention there. Now, I guess the question is, naturally, the Democrats have maybe framed this as Republicans are trying to hold this up, but we've seen that, at least for Chuck Schumer, the majority leader there, it's been difficult for him to get those more centrist Democrats on board, and Manchin's been recirculating this agreement that he apparently had with Chuck Schumer with regards to having a top-line number of $1.5 trillion on this bill, and no more than that. So how much of this is stuff that we already knew about the Democratic composure in the Senate, or how much of this is kind of a new stonewalling from the more centrist members of that left party?
Some of it we've known for a while, but I think we're also seeing the pieces come together. And I saw one good analogy in a piece of analysis this morning saying what's happening now is everybody who is a serious negotiator here is putting their cards on the table and flipping them over. So we're now seeing where the important negotiators stand. We knew Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, we knew he was not going to support a $3.5 trillion bill. He's been saying all along, and he's been using this word fiscally insane to describe that amount of spending. That's not new. But what is new is yesterday he said, well, how much spending would he support? We haven't known until now. And now we know his top line number is around $1.5 trillion. And just to remind everybody, the only reason Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are so important here is because Democrats only have a one vote majority. So they literally need every single vote in the Senate. Just to remind people, the Senate already passed the infrastructure bill. And if the House would just pass the infrastructure bill, it would actually go to President Biden and he would sign it into law. So we're talking about the other bill, the follow-on bill that would have all this additional spending. And that's what progressives in the House have tied their support on the infrastructure bill to. So lots of moving pieces here. It's complicated, but this is going to play out over the next weeks and months. And for sure, some of this is going to get passed.
Some of it's going to get passed, Rick. I mean, let's bring it back to the markets for a minute, because it feels like market participants are not pricing in the possibility that this will not happen, full stop, that there won't be a spending package of some kind. Should they be pricing, or at least considering, the possibility that, A, the House won't pass infrastructure, or not in its current form, and B, that there won't be a spending package even remotely as large as the president would like?
I think you have to break down what parts of this legislation would really affect markets, because it's not clear that all of it would affect markets. So I think it's safe to say that one of the things investors care most about are the tax changes that would directly affect corporate profits, for example. And it does still seem likely we are going to see a modest increase in the corporate income tax rate and probably in the top rate for individuals, but not as much as Biden wants. So it seems pretty clear to me the market has priced that in. And it's given that it could be a smaller tax increase than Biden has asked for, that could actually end up being a minor positive for markets, given that perhaps they were expecting something worse. The infrastructure spending, I think this is a marginal matter for the markets. I mean, keep in mind, infrastructure spending, we're talking about projects that will roll out over years. This is not stuff that's going to have any immediate impact on markets. It could affect some, you know, construction companies that are likely to get contracts or something like that, but not the market overall. So I think markets are actually pretty savvy about what's likely to happen here, which, again, it's going to be some of the Biden agenda is likely to pass, but not all of it. And markets, to my mind, are pricing it in pretty reasonably at this point.
All right. Copy that. Rick Newman, thanks so much for breaking it down for us this morning. Appreciate it.